Mesechtas Zvachim, Daf Nun Tes, two lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, and we will begin with a short recap that will not be very detailed, as this sugya really must be learned together with the entire prior Gemara. And we previously learned that Rabbi Yechon had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim, that Rabbi Yesi, which refers to Rabbi Yesi ben Chalafta, holds Kulam Mizbech B'tzafen Kai, that the entire Mizbech was located in the north side of the Azara, and Rabbi Zera said that if this is correct, there must be a Mishnah where we find that Rabbi Yesi holds the Shita, and Rabbi Zera went out and found a following Mishnah Masechtas Tamid that taught us that the Maracha for the coals for the Keteris was set up for Amis north of the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbech. And since in the Braisa, Rabbi Yesi discusses this concept of the place of the Maracha, and as we saw on the top of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, the Rabbi Yesi Omer Zeh Simin, Kol Nitu Bifnim Li Nasim Bechutz, Eini Nitin El Besamach She'in Lifnim Mimenu, V'Kol Nitu Bechutz Li Nasim Lifnim, Eini Nitin El Besamach She'in Lifnim Mimenu. So it must be that the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid is going like Rabbi Yesi, and Rabbi Zera then proved that the only way to understand the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid is if one holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai, and therefore we see that Rabbi Yesi holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai, and we already saw that Rabbi Adi Bahava stated that it's not a Raya, as it could be that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid is actually Rabbi Yehudu who holds Mizbech B'Mutzah B'Emtza Azara. Even so, the din of the Mishnah as to the proper placement on the Racha for the Gecholim for the Keteris can still be worked out, as Rabbi Adi Bahava continued to explain. And our Gemara now continues, Rav Shavya Omer Hamani Rabbi Yesi. And Rabbi Shavi explains that Rabbi Zera doesn't have a raya that the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid must be like Rabbi Yesi, and therefore we have a raya that Rabbi Yesi holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai. As although certainly Rabbi Zera is correct that the Mishnah is only going with Fidam Ad Omar, that Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai, who said that the Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi Yesi, as the Mishnah could really be going like the Shita Rabbi Yesi Aglili, and as Rabbi Shavi will prove from a brisa, Rabbi Yesi Aglili certainly holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai, and as Rabbi Zera explained, the reason why the Maracha had to be 4 amos from the southwest corner of the Mizbech was based on a practical consideration, as the Mishnah counts the 4 amos from the base or bottom of the Mizbech, where the Mizbech measured 32 amos square, and since the top of the Mizbech was only 28 amos square, as the Mizbech was indented 1 amma on each side after the Yisoid as well as after the Seviv, so certainly the Maracha couldn't be placed in those 2 amos, and the Maracha also couldn't be set up at the southwest Keren, which took up another amma, and they also had to leave an amma of space for Makom Hiluch Ragli Akainim, and therefore the Mishnah taught us that we are forced to place the Maracha only in the area that is between 4 Amos and 5 Amos away from the southwest corner, as the terrace had to be Lefnei Hashem, directly opposite the Pesach HaZara, which only was open for 5 Amos on the south side of the Hazara, and if the Maracha would be set up further than 5 Amos from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, it would no longer be Keneged Pesach HaHechal, and even though Rabbi Yesi also discusses the din of the terrace, as he taught us in the Braisa, Kalanitul B'chutz Li Nasim Mifnim, however, as we previously explained, Rabbi Yesi stated this memra according to everyone and Aliba de Kuli Alma, and therefore we would rather explain that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid is Rabbi Yesi Aglili, who clearly holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzveina, and we don't have to explain that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yesi, since we aren't really sure if Rabbi Yesi really holds Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai. And Rabbi Shafi now continues that how do we know that Rabbi Yesi Aglili holds that Kulam Mizbech B'Tzafen Kai, as the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara will now bring a lengthy raya to this point, and the Braisa states, Rabbi Yesi Aglili Omer, Mitech Shenema V'Nesata Zakir Ben Oil Moed Ben Mizbeach V'Nesata Shamayim, and the Pasuk also states, V'Ez Mizbech Ha'ilo Som Pesach Mishkan Oil Moed V'Yal Lo V'Ez Ha'ilo V'Ez Ha'mincha Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, and we continue in Daf Nun Tesamad Aleph, Mizbeach B'Pesach Oil Moed V'Loi Kir B'Pesach Oil Moed. This Braisa discusses the placement of the Kir, and Rabbi Yesi Aglili teaches us that since in Pashas Pekudei the Pasuk states that the Kir should be placed between the Oil Moed and the Mizbeach, and keep in mind that the Pasuk only states Bein Oil Moed and doesn't state Bein Pesach Oil Moed, therefore B'Pashas we would say that the Kir must be placed Mamish between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed. However, a bit later in the Pasha, the Pasuk tells us B'Negei the placement of the Mizbeach that should be placed Pesach Mishkan Oil Moed, so clearly we see that the Torah requires the Mizbeach to be opposite the Pesach Oil Moed, and nothing else should be in that area, including the Kir, and therefore it basically explains that we would have to explain that when the Pasuk states for the Satas Akir Ben Oil Moed or Ben Mizbeach, the Pasuk means that the Kir should be placed in the area that is between the Mizbeach and the Oil Moed, and even if it's a bit north or to the south, between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed that is still considered being a Mizbech and being an Oil Moed. And it basically teaches us that the Kiyah should be placed as close as possible to the area that is between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed. And the Brisa is, Hechon Hoye Noisnai, and where is the exact location of the Kiyah? And it basically explains, Bein Ulam Mizbech, Mashach Kimba, Klape Adarim, the Kiyah was actually not mamish between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed. Instead, it was moved or pulled away a little south from the corner of the Mizbech, and ultimately the Kiyah wasn't placed in an area that is between the Ulam and the Mizbech. And as Rashi states, Nimsa She'enu Kenegan HaMizbech Klal, El Kebein Oil Moed HaMizbech, that the Kiyah wasn't mamish directly across from the Mizbech. It was as if it was between the Oil Moed and the Mizbech, as it was in the same plane. And Rav Shavi will now go through the variables and prove that Rav basically must hold that Kul Mizbech B'tzafen Koy. But Rashi brings down the ultimate Raya, as Rashi brings down and with Matzuch L'Rav Yisagluli Meishchoy Mekenegan HaMizbech L'Dorim, since Rav Yisagluli hold, they have to pull the Kiyah away from the Mizbech completely. And in reality, the only place that we couldn't put the Kiyah is only mamish between the Mizbech and the Pesach Hazorah. And as we saw that there should be nothing between the Mizbech and the Pesach Oil Moed, why couldn't we just put the Kiyah in another area that's still between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed? And as we stated, that there's no need for the Kiyah to be Pesach Oil Moed. And therefore, if Shavir bring Raya, Pshayt Minei, the Kul Mizbech B'tzafen Koy, or if you can Kochu, you may show him in Kenegra Mizbech Kulay, and Shem Nosne Klau, Kenegra Mizbech, he efshishlay afsek, being noyal Pesach, Kinem and Farish for Ozol. And as Rav Shavir will continue to explain, and it's important to note that ultimately the Gemara will teach us, based on the Joshua, that the Kiyah had to be in the south side of the Azara, and the Kiyah could not be on the north side of the Azara. And Rav Shavir now is, Micah Sova, that what does Rav Yisiyah really hold in regard to the Makam HaMizbech? And Ayin Rashi, Micah Sova, Shlei Kaimus HaMikrash HaKosu, Bein Oil Moed, or Bein HaMizbech, Vuh Moishchoy Kima, that why would Rav Yisiyah really have to go against the Pashas of the Pasuk and teach us that the Kiyah was not actually between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed, and instead it was pulled away a little bit from the Mizbech? And Rav Shavir continues, Ikas Sova, Kul HaMizbech B'Dorim Koy, Nuk Bein Mekos HaHichol U'Dorim, Hainu Bein Ulam HaMizbech, Bein Amik Sova, Kedush HaSechel U'Ulam Chodihi, Nuk Bein Mekos HaUlam U'Dorim, Bebein Ulam Ulam Mizbech. And Rav Shavir points out that certainly Rav Yisiyah Glili cannot hold that the entire Mizbech was in the south side of the Azara, as if so, he did not have to teach us that we have to pull the Kiyah away from the Mizbech. And since we already explained that the entire Pesach HaHechel was 10 Amis wide, and it was only 5 Amis wide on the south side of the Azara, the only part of the Mizbech where the Kiyah could not be placed was only on the first 5 Amis of the Mizbech, where the Mizbech was opposite the Pesach HaHechel. And therefore, since we are now going Lefi Tzad, that Kedushas HaUlam is not Kedushas HaHechel, so the Ikka placement of the Kiyah has to be between the Mizbech and HaHechel, and not the Ulam, and we can still place the Kiyah at a point that is at least 5 Amis from the corner of the Mizbech, which is already after the Pesach HaHechel, and therefore the Kiyah would not be mafsek between the Mizbech and the Pesach HaHechel, and up until 10 Amis from the south corner of the Mizbech, where the HaHechel ends, or likely up until 16 Amis from the south corner of the Mizbech, where the thickness of the walls of the HaHechel ends, and this would still be a Kiyah of the Pasuk, as the Kiyah will be between the Mizbech and HaHechel. Why Rabbi Yisrael clearly have stated that the Kiyah had to be his distance a little bit from the space between the Mizbech and HaHechel? And the Gemara continued that even if Rabbi Yisrael HaGlili would have hold that the Kedushas HaUlam is the same as the Kedushas HaHechel, therefore not only could the Kiyah not be placed in the airspace between the Mizbech and the Pesach HaHechel, but it also could be placed in the airspace between the Mizbech and the Pesach HaUlam, as that is also considered Pesach HaOil Moed. However, we previously learned that the Pesach HaUlam was 20 Amis wide, and that actually was the same amount of space as the entire width of the HaHechel, but only 10 Amis of the Pesach HaUlam was on the south side of the Azara. Therefore, certainly, although the Kiyah could not be placed in the 10 Amis of the Pesach HaUlam, as it would be between the Mizbech and the Pesach HaUlam, which if we hold that the Kedush of the Ulam and the HaHechel are the same, then that would also be considered Pesach HaOil Moed. However, since the Mizbech was 32 Amis wide, so although certainly you couldn't place the Kiyah in the first 10 Amis of the Mizbech, as that was Pesach HaUlam, however, there was another 22 Amis of the Mizbech that was Kenegah the Ulam, and therefore basically they could have been Mekayim the Pasuk, as he could have stated he could place the Kiyah between the Mizbech and Ulam within the next 22 Amis. That would be considered between the Mizbech and the Oil Moed, as we're now going according to the Man Omar, the Ulam had the same Kedusha as the Hechel, and therefore the entire Ulam is considered Oil Moed. Once again, why would Rabbi Yisrael have stated that the Kiyah had to be moved a little bit away from the airspace between the Mizbech and the Ulam? And keep in mind that when the Gemara stated the words, Bein Ulam Be'ulam HaMizbeach. So there are two translations. As the first time that the Gemara mentions Be'ulam HaMizbeach, it specifically means between the Pesach HaUlam and the Mizbeach. However, the second time that the Gemara mentions these words, it specifically cannot mean between the Pesach HaUlam and the Mizbeach, and it must be between the walls of the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And Rosh Avi now continues, Inami Kesava Chetze B'Tzofrim V'Chetze B'Darim Nukmim Mikaisel Heichel HaDarim Be'ulam HaMizbeach V'Inami Kesava Kedusha Se'ulam V'Heichel Chadahi Nukmim Mikaisel Ulam HaDarim Be'ulam HaMizbeach. If you want to say that Rabbi Yisrael Glickman agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the Mizbeach was right in the center of the Azara, but even so, why would Rabbi Yisrael Glickman have stated that the Kiya had to be moved a little bit away from the airspace between the Mizbeach and the Ulam if there was still enough space to place the Kiya after the door of the Heichel, or even if he holds that the Kedusha of the Ulam is the same as the Heichel, to place the Kiya in a space that's further than the Pesach Ulam, but is still between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, which was really the same question that Rabbi Shavia brought when we stated that this would be a problem if Rabbi Yisrael Glickman held Kul Mizbeach Bedarim Kai. However, previously the entire 32 Amos of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara, and in our case, only 16 Amos of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara. And as Rashi states, Inami Kesava Chetze B'Tzofarin Yesh Le Tesayin Am Bedarim, same again, Hey Amos Shel Pesach, and even if you take out the 5 Amos of the Pesach Heichel, Dain Yesh Le Mokim Yud Alf Amo, Sita Shom Mekoisel Mezuzas Heichel Ul Darim, and keep in mind that after the Pesach Heichel, there was really only another 5 Amos of airspace in the Heichel itself, as the Heichel was 20 Amos wide, and therefore there was only 10 Amos of the Heichel on the south side of the Azara. And even so, Rashi says that you could have placed the Kiya in the next 11 Amos, as the walls of the Heichel was 6 Amos wide, and even if you place it in the area that's between the walls of the Heichel and the Mizbeach, it would still be a Kiyam of Bein HaMizbeach or Bein HaEl Moed. And Rashi continues, V'inami Kesava Kedushas Ulam V'Heichel Chodehi V'Hutzuch L'Meshchoi Apnech Regel Pesach Ulam, and you now had to distance the Kiya another 5 Amos, as the Pesach Ulam was a total of 10 Amos wide on the south side of the Azara. However, Nukmim Mokim Stimus Pesach Ulam Ulodarim V'Bein Ulam Ulam Mizbeach Dain Yesham Mokim Vav Amos, as it was still the Mizbeach for another 6 Amos, and if you place the Kiya at that point, it would still be between the Mizbeach and the actual Ulam, and it would even be between the Mizbeach and the thickness of the wall of the Heichel, and therefore Zakrab Shavya El Lab Mishum the Kesava Kul Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai, and therefore it must be that Rabbi Yitzchak Glickman is of the opinion that Kul Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai, and therefore the Kiya must be placed in the area that is a bit further south than the Mizbeach and on the south side of the Azara, even though it's no longer between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. And as Rashi says, V'Droim Mishum Mizbeach Kol Lufnei Pesach Pesach, and keep in mind that at this point of the Gemara still doesn't know that no kelim can be placed on the north side of the Azara, and therefore the Gemara asks, that why didn't Rabbi Yisrael Glickman tell us that although certainly the first 5 Amos of the Mizbeach was Keneged Pesach HaHechel, and therefore certainly you couldn't place the Kiya in that area, as there could be nothing that is mafsek between the Mizbeach and the Pesach HaEl Moed. However, one should be able to place the Kiya further north than that point, and then the Kiya would still be between the Mizbeach and the Oil Maid. There's a similar point that we made when we stated that either Kul Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai, or if the Mizbeach was Memutza and right in the center of the Azara. The Gemara explains, Kasava Kedushas HaEichel V'Ulam Chadahi. Now in this question we can answer, Rabbi Yisrael Glickman holds that the Kedusha of the Heichel and the Ulam are the same, and therefore not only could one not place the Kiya between the Pesach HaHechel and the Mizbeach, but one could not place the Kiya between the Pesach HaUlam and the Mizbeach. Therefore, we couldn't place the Kiya in the first 10 Amma area of the Mizbeach, as that area was between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Ulam on the north side of the Azara. However, the Gemara is still bothered, V'nukmim Mekaisa Ulam V'l'Safon B'Bein Ulam of the Mizbeach. It was still bothered as to why Rabbi Yisrael Glickman would have stated that the Kiya had to be moved a little bit away from the airspace between the Mizbeach and the Ulam if you could place the Kiya at least 10 Amma's from the south corner of the Mizbeach, and that area would still be Bein Ulam of the Mizbeach, and we would still be able to kind of pasuk that the Kiya has to be between the Mizbeach and the Oil Maid. Finally, the Gemara tells us, Amakra Tzifayna Sheit Tzafan Ponim Mekalim, that certainly the previous two suggestions of the Gemara are actually not possible, as the Kiya cannot be placed on the north side of the Azara at all, and this is based on Xeris HaKosov, as the pasuk in Pashat Vayikra B'negei Karban Oil states, V'shachar Oysel Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafayna Lufnei Hashem, and the pasuk could have stated, V'shachar Oysel Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafayna Lufnei Hashem, and since the pasuk states Tzafayna, therefore we learn that it has to be panoi and it has to be cleared from all kalim. The north side of the Azara is reserved only for shkita, or as Tesis points out, tzera shkita, and no other kalim can be placed in that area. And since the the kir is a kli, it couldn't be placed in the north half of the Azara. Therefore, Zakrab Shavio, that since Rabbi basically holds that the entire Mizbech was on the north side of the Azara, so it's impossible to place the kir in that area. Therefore, we must move the kir a bit over towards the south of the Mizbech. We will place it at the beginning of the south side of the Azara, closest to the Mizbech. And even though it's not mamish between the Mizbech and the Eil Moed, however, it's still in the same plane and the same strip of space between the Mizbech and the Eil Moed. Now that Rav Shavi approved that Rabbi Yisrael literally holds Kul Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi, therefore Rav Zeir is raya that the Mishnah Mesechlis Tumid is going like Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chalafta would not be a raya, as it could be that that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yisrael literally, as we previously explained. And the Shittim Kubetzas is that L'chur, now that we know there's a din that none of the Kelim could be on the north side of the Azara, so why did Rabbi Yisrael literally have to bring the Kstira and the Psukim and Pashas Pekudei in order to teach us Mizbech B'Pesach HaYomayid V'lei Kir B'Pesach HaYomayid, if Rabbi Yisrael literally himself holds Kul Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi, and therefore certainly the Kir could not be on the north side of the Azara, and certainly the Kir could not be between the Pesach HaYomayid and the Mizbech, as that was an area that was on the north side of the Azara. And the Shita answers V'yish Lema Di Lav Dem Mafsek Hav Mamid Shape Bein HaHichlo Bein HaMizbech Teich Lav Pesach Ulam V'lei Mikrit Tzofen. We would still have a Havmina that we could place the Kir in the space of the thickness of the doorway of the Ulam, and that would not be considered Tzofen. And the Gemara now continues, Mantana, the Pelag letter of Yisrael, that we previously saw, that Rabbi Yehuda certainly hold that the Mizbech was Mamutza and was in the center of the Azara, and Rabbi Yisrael certainly held Kul Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi, and according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yisrael ben Chalafta also held Kul Mizbech B'Tzofen Koi. The Gemara now asks, who is the man that holds Kul Mizbech B'Darim Koi? And the Gemara explains Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that this is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the Tanyan as we learn to the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Eimet Tzofeina, Shei Tzofen Pani Meklum, Afilum in HaMizbech, and therefore we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that no part of Mizbech could be on the north side of the Azara, and if so, it must be that he holds that Kul Mizbech B'Darim Koi, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael Luli argue on this point with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, as they learn when the Pasuk states Tzofeina, the Pasuk just means to teach us Shei Tzofen Pani Mekelim, but not Shei Tzofen Pani Meklum. And although you can't have Kalim in the north side of the Azara, however, the Mizbech could be on the north side of the Azara. And the Gemara continued with the new Sugya, Amar Rav, Mizbech Shenifkam, Kol Kodesh Mishashachtam Sham Psulam, that if the Mizbech becomes damaged, then any Kodeshim that was Shechted during the time that the Mizbech was Pasol would be Pasol, as during that time the Mizbech was Pasol, and there is no ability to do Zrikas Adam or Haktar Semurim on the Mizbech. And Rav used the Lashon Shenishchutu Sham, and Rashi states Bazara, as Rashi's Bavronin, that you shouldn't think that Rav is going back on a previous sugya where we learned that one could shecht on top of the Mizbech, and Rav is specifically telling us that if someone shechted the carbon on top of the Mizbech that's pasul, then the carbon would be pasul. And Zok Rashi, that even if a person would shecht the carbon in the Azar itself, the carbon would still be pasul. Rav continues, Mikra hu b'yadeinu v'shechnu, that we had a mikar from a pasuk, however we forgot what that pasuk was. The Gemara continues, Kisol Rav Kahana, and when Rav Kahana, who was a Talmud of Rav, went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkel Rav Shimon Barabi, to come to Shimon Rav Shmuel Barab Yesi, and he found Rav Shimon Barabi, who was saying over the name of Rav Shmuel Barab Yesi, Nayin Lemizbech Shenifkam, Shekola Kodeshim Shenishchdu Sham Psulim, and then when he brought a pasuk at the end of Pashas Yisrael that states, Mizbech Adoma Tasali, Vizavachta Allah, Vesilusecha Veshlamecha, Etzeincha Vespekarecha, Bechol Mokam, Asha Askle Hashemi, Ovi Alecha Vrachticha, and he was bothered, Vichy Allah Vata Zeveach, do you really shecht on top of the Mizbech? Certainly one shechts on the floor of the Azara, and why does the pasuk state, Vizavachta Allah, Elok Shu Sholim, Velik Shu Chasar? The pasuk is teaching us that Shechita is only kosher because of the Mizbech, therefore at the time of Shechita, the Mizbech has to be kosher, but if the Mizbech was Nifkam and someone shechted, the karma would be pasul. And as Rashi states, Kishu Sholim, Vahayala, Beginoy Vishvi Lai Kamar, and when Rav Kahana heard this Makar, Omar, Hainu Krod, the Shtamale Lerav, this is the Makar that Rav couldn't remember. The Gemara continues and brings the Shita Rabbi Echon, who will be Chaylik on Rav, as Rav stated that the only time to the Psul is only if one actually shechted the carbon while the Mizbech was pasul. However, Rabbi Echon Omar, Echad Zebech is a Psulin, as long as someone had any Kachim, and then the Mizbech became pasul, then that Kachim would be pasul, and even if someone did not shecht the Kachim at the time that the Mizbech was pasul, the Gemara points out in my pligi that was the basis for the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Echon, as Rav Sovah Balichayim in Nidochin, Rabbi Echon Sovah Balichayim in Nidochin, Rav holds that Balichayim are not Nidochin, and even though at the time that the Mizbech was pasul, certainly one could not shecht this behemoth, But once the Mizbech is fixed, then someone could go and shech this animal and it would be kosher. However, Rabbi Yechanan holds Baal HaChayim are nidachin, and therefore, since at the time that the Mizbech was broken, one could not shech this animal, therefore, even after the Mizbech is fixed, one cannot shech this animal either. And as Rashi states, Lefi Shiniru v'nitchu, because of Baal HaChayim nidachin k'shchutin, and keep in mind that all will agree that the only time that we have a concept that something can become permanently disqualified is only if at one point it was roif from the mizbeach and it had to be near v'nitchu, and then the din of dichu would apply and it would be permanently disqualified. However, if something was never roif from the mizbeach, for example, if someone was makdish an animal at the time that the base of mikdash was destroyed, or at a time that the mizbeach was already broken, and once the mizbeach is rebuilt or fixed, this animal would not be disqualified as it was never nearer, and therefore the din of dichu could not apply. The Gemara continues, Meisvei, let us bring a raya against Rav from the following brisa. As the brisa states, called kodeshim shahayu actually nivda mizbeach va'achkach nivda mizbeach psulin, that any kodeshim that someone was makdish prior to the building of the mizbeach, even after the mizbeach was built, the carbon would still be possible. And we see from this brisa that even though this carbon wasn't shechted yet, that the carbon was still possible, and it seems to be a raya to Rabbi Yechon. However, the Gemara responds that certainly this can't be pshat in the brisa, as how can you say nivna the chuyim yikarnenu, that if the mizbeach was not built at the time that the person was makdish this behemah, there was never roi, and therefore the din of dichui doesn't apply, as we previously explained. And how could the brisa say that the carbon would be pasul? And therefore the Gemara explains, ela actually neres hamizbeach, that it must be that the brisa is talking about a case where someone was makdish an animal, and then the mizbeach and the base of mikdash was destroyed, and then 70 years later the mizbeach was rebuilt. In this case it was near v'nitcha, and the brisa teaches us that this animal would be pasul, and this works out very well if you're a Bechron, Baalei Chayim on Nidachin. According to Rav, the only way that a behema could become pasul is only if he did the shchita while there wasn't a mizbeach, but since in this case he didn't do shchita, so Baalei Chayim on Nidachin, and why should it be pasul? And the Gemara says, Neras, this can't be pshat in the brisa, as if it's talking about the time that the mizbeach was destroyed and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ha'izakinhu, but this animal would now be very old. This is listed amongst the mumin that are listed in Masechtas Bechayreis, and therefore what would be the chiddush of this brisa? And Ayin Rashi, Neres Mashma B'mein Nevuchadnezzar. Rashi continues, Askin Lehu actually Nivdim Bayesheni Upshita Psulin, the Gabi Mumin Tani Lehu B'Bechayreis, as this is a Mefurish Mishnah Masechtas Bechayreis, Hazakin V'Achayla V'Amazuam. Based on this question, so the Gemara explains, Elo actually Nifkam Mizbeach V'Achachet Nifkam Mizbeach Psulin, that it must be the proper way to read this brisa is called Kodeshim Shahayu actually Nifkam Mizbeach V'Achach Nifkam Mizbeach Psulin. Once again, if you're a Bechron, the Baalei Chayim Nidachin, so in this case, it was near v'nitcha. Therefore, even if you didn't do shkita on the animal while the Mizbeach was pasul, and once it was already disqualified, so it's now permanently disqualified, and even after the Mizbeach is fixed. However, since Rav holds Baalei Chayim Nidachin, so the only time that this psul should apply is only if he did the shkita while the Mizbeach was nifkam. The Brisa stated, Kol Kodeshim Shahayu actually nivna Mizbeach, and didn't mention anything about shkita. However, the Gemara answers, V'loi Terutza Kama Taratza, we already had to make multiple changes to the brisa. Therefore, Lefi Rav, we would have to make one more change to the brisa as Ema Shenishchatu. Lefi Rav, the way to read the brisa is called Kodeshim Shenishchatu Mishenifkam HaMizbeach Psulin. Gemara continues, and we'll ask a steer on Rav. As we previously saw, that Rav stated, called Kodeshim Shenishchatu Shtam Psulin, if the Mizbeach is Pasol, then the Mizbeach is Pasol, and any Kodeshim that is Shechted during that time would be Pasol. The Gemara now asks a steer, as V'om Rav Gidol Am Rav, as Rav Gidol stated the name of Rav, that if the Mizbeach HaPnimi was uprooted and is no longer around, even so, in the place of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, we see that even if one doesn't have the Mizbeach HaPnimi, they could still be Makter Keteris. Therefore, certainly Rav should hold that if the Mizbeach HaChitzain is there and it's just broken, that Zrikas Hadam and Aktaris Hemurim should still be valid in the place of the Mizbeach. And why would Rav say that the carbon is possible? The Gemara answers that it's not a stira, as although Rav was matter someone to bring the Keteris in the Makom the Mizbeach HaPnimi, however, if the Mizbeach HaChitzain is not there, or if it's broken, one cannot do Zrikas Adam or Haktaris HaKoymetz. As the Gemara states, Kedam Rava Moideh Rabbi Yehuda B'damim, Hachanami Moideh Rav B'damim, and just like we will see in a moment, that Rabbi Yehuda is certainly Moideh that Zrikas Adam require a Mizbeach, and as Rashi states, Moideh Rabbi Yehuda B'damim to be in the Mizbeach, and so too Rav holds that in order to properly do Zrikas Adam, there's a requirement to have a fully functional and kosher Mizbeach HaChitzain, and since in our case someone did Shechita, Shechita when the Mizbeach was broken, and at that time he couldn't do Zrikas Adam, therefore the Karma would be Pasol. And the Gemara now continues, my Rabbi Huda, where do we see the Shita Rabbi Huda? As the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, which is talking about Shleim HaMelech's Chanukas HaBayis of the Bayis Rishoin, and the Pasuk Molochim Al states, by Yemahu, Kidash HaMelech as Techa Chotza, Hashem of Nei Beis Hashem, he also Shom Israel of Vesamincha, Veschel Veshlamim, Ki Mizbach HaNachishish, Hashem of Nei Hashem, Katoy Meachil Israel of Vesamincha, Veschel Veshlamim, and the Braisa states, Dvarim Kechsovim, Divar Rabbi Huda, that this Pasuk should be read exactly as it's stated. And the Pasuk is teaching us that since Shleim HaMelech brought 142,000 Kabbonis on that day, that therefore there was not enough space on the Mizbech that he built in order to be makar of these Kabbonis, and therefore Shleimu was Mekadesh the floor of the Azara as a Mizbech, and this way he was able to be makar all the Kabbonis on the floor of the Azara. And Rashi points out that the Pasuk mentions the Mizbech and Nechoshes, and certainly Shleimu's Mizbech was not made out of Nechoshes, and it was made out of stone, and Rashi explains that the Pasuk means Ki Mizbech Avonim Asher Tachas Mizbech and Nechoshes Katan Haya, that the Mizbech made of stone that Shleim HaMelech built as a replacement for Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach that was made out of Nechoshes was too small for this day's Kabbonis, and therefore he had to be Mekadosh the Ritzpah. And in regard to the statement that we stated, that even though Rabbi Huda said that Shleim HaMelech was able to be Makar of all these Kabbonis on the floor of the Azara, however, certainly Zrikas Adam had to be done on the actual Mizbeach. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rabbi Yesi, and Rabbi Yesi responded to Rabbi Huda, and we continue on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, Balei Kva Nemar, but the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph tells us, Vayelech HaMelech Kevoinu L'Zbeach Shom, Ki Hi Abom HaGdeilo Elef Eilus Yalosh Shleim Al HaMizbeach Ahu, and we see that Shleim HaMelech was able to bring 1,000 Eilus on the Mizbeach and the Chayshis that Moshe Rabbeinu built, Be'ilu Beis Olamim Hu Oimer, in regard to the Mizbeach of Shleim by the Beis HaMikdash, and by the Chanukah Sabayis of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk tells us, Vizbach Shleim HaZevach HaShlom HaShezovach LaShem, Boker Esu Mishnayim Elef, Vitzoyim Meir Ve'esum Elef, Ve'echanchu Es Beis HaShem HaMelech V'chol B'nei Yisrael, and Shleim HaMelech brought 142,000 Kabbonis on the day that they celebrated Chanukah Sabayis, and Ochshata Megiyah L'cheshben Eilus L'minyan Amois Zeh Gadol Mizeh, and when you would make a calculation as to the ratio of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach and Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach, so we would see that Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach was even larger than Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach, and certainly if we would be able to fit 1,000 Kabbonis on the top of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach and Chayshis, then certainly we would be able to fit 142,000 Kabbonis on the top of the stone Mizbeach that Shleim HaMelech built in the Beis HaMikdash. And the cheshbon is as follows. At the top of the Mizbeach HaRechishis that Moshe Rabbeinu built was 5 Amis by 5 Amis. However, certainly the Kabbonis could not be burnt on the entire top of the Mizbeach, as we have to deduct for 1 Amma on each side of the Mizbeach for the Kronos. And at this point, the top of the Mizbeach that was Roy for the Maracha was only 3 by 3, as we had to take off 1 Amma from each side for the Kronos. And then we would have to subtract another Amma from each side for Mokum Hiluch Ragle Kainim, and therefore the entire area of the Maracha, the Mizbeach Achitzain of Moshe Rabbeinu, was 1 Amma by 1 Amma, or 1 Amma square. And the Pasuk tells us that Shleimu was able to bring 1,000 Eilois on the top of that Mizbeach. And as we will learn in Mesechtes Midos, Rabbi Yesi hold that the Maracha of the Mizbeach Achitzain that Shleim HaMelech built was 20 by 20 Amos, or 400 square Amos, or 400 times the size of the Mizbeach and the Cheshis of Moshe. Therefore, if one could fit 1,000 Kabbonis on the top of Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in a 1 Amma by 1 Amma area, then we could fit 400,000 Kabbonis on the top of Shleim HaMelech's Mizbeach in an area of 20 by 20, and Shleim HaMelech only brought 142,000 Kabbonis on that day, and certainly the Pasuk cannot mean that he had to be Mekadesh the Ritzpah of the Azara on that day as a Mizbeach, and therefore Rabbi Yesi holds that certainly Shleim HaMelech brought all these Kabbonis on the Mizbeach HaChitzain that he built, and when the Pasuk states that he was Mekadesh the Azara, it means that he was Mekadesh the Azara in order that the Mizbeach can be placed in the Azara. And Rabbi Yesi therefore continues that when the Pasuk states Ki Mizbeach HaNechoshesh Asher Lefnei Hashem Kotem Me'achil Asa'ilo V'Asamincha V'Eschel B'Yashlamim, that what does the Pasuk mean when the Pasuk tells us that the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh was too small, hold the Eilo Mincha V'Eschel B'Yashlamim, and as Rabbi Yesi continues El Ma'u Kotem Me'achil, and Rabbi Yesi explains Ka'adam Ha'im L'Chaveri Pliny Nanesu U'Pasl Aveda, that the Pasuk means that now the Shleim HaMelech built his Mizbeach, so they took the Mizbeach HaNechoshesh out of service. The Pasuk is using Lashon Saginor, as the Pasuk didn't want to say that the Mizbeach was taken out of service, and instead the Pasuk just says that the reason why we didn't use that Mizbeach was because we had too many Kabbonis that day, and they wouldn't have fit on the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. And as Rashi states, and as the Gemara explains, explain that this is similar to a person says to his friend that it's possible to do Avodah, that he is too short or he's a midget, and he doesn't specify the actual reason that he's puzzle, which is because he's a Baal Mum. As Rashi states, not as plainly, Lishnam Aliyah, Vlay Omer, Nifsil Plainy, who puzzle Avodah, Lab Maskana the Adam Omer, that this is not the Maskana of what the person states, our basic Amallah, Vaisi Plainy, puzzle Avodah, and really this person is puzzle Avodah, Vukoyle Nanis, and instead he says that he's too small. And the Gemara now continues and asks, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapikam Rabbi Yasi, Lachiri Rabbi Yasi's calculation is perfect calculation, and how could Rabbi Yehuda say that the Mizbeach of Shleim HaMelech was too small for that day's Kabbanos, as certainly based on the calculation and based on the ratios between this Mizbeach and the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was certainly enough room on Shleim HaMelech's new Mizbeach, and why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shleim HaMelech had to be Mekadosh to Ritzpah as the Mizbeach? And the Gemara will now continue and explain that Rabbi Yehuda is actually Chilek on Rabbi Yasi as to the size of the Maracha of the Mizbeach and the Choshes that Moshe Rabbeinu built, and whereas Rabbi Yasi held that the Maracha was 1 amma by 1 amma or 1 amma square, Rabbi Yehuda held that the Maracha was actually in the area of 6 ammas by 6 ammas or 36 ammas square, whereas the Maracha of the Mizbeach HaChitzain that Shlomo HaMelech built was 20 ammas by 20 ammas square or 400 square ammas, which is approximately 11 times bigger than Shlomo HaMelech's Maracha. And since we saw that they could bring 1,000 kabbanos on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach and HaChishes, so they would only be able to bring approximately 11,000 kabbanos on the Mizbeach of Shlomo, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda stated that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was too small to accommodate 142,000 kabbanos on that day, and therefore Shlomo had to be Mekadosh to Ritzpas Hazara as a Mizbeach for that day. And let us see this in the Gemara, as the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda L'tamei, as Rabbi Yehuda's going L'shitasai, as Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yasi, b'negei the size of the Mizbeach and HaChishes that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and the Amma Mizbeach Shasa Moshe Gadol Haya, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach and HaChishes that Moshe Rabbeinu built is larger than the size Rabbi Yasi stated previously. The Tanya, as we learned to Braisa, at the Pasuk at the end of Pasuk Truma states, Vasisa Mizbeach Atishitim Chamish Amis Oyer V'Chamish Amis Reicher V'Vuhi Yeh Mizbeach V'Shorosh Amis Kaimasai. The Braisa brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yehuda at Dvarim Kichsav and Div Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi holds that we have to look at the Pasuk exactly as it's written, and therefore the entire top of the Mizbeach was 5 Amis by 5 Amis, and based on the previous cheshbin of deducting the Makam of the Kronos and the Makam Hiluch Ragli HaKoinim, so there was only 1 square Amma left for the Maracha on the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe. But Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda argued on Rabbi Yasi, as Nemekan Revua V'Nemel Alon Revua, as in our Pasuk and Pashas Truma, the Pasuk used the term Revua, and in Yecheskel B'Negir, the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, the Pasuk states, V'Ariel Shteim Esri Eurek V'Shteim Esri Reichav Revua Al Abbas Revav Mal Alon Mem Siyasir HaYemoydeid. And just like B'Negir the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, we will see later on that we actually measured from the middle, and the Maracha was not 12 Amos by 12 Amos, and instead it was 24 Amos by 24 Amos, so Afkam Mem Siyasir HaYemoydeid. And therefore in Pashas Truma, when the Pasuk is telling us the measurements of the Mizbeach and the Choshes is measuring 5 Amos from the middle of the Mizbeach, and really the Mizbeach was 10 Amos by 10 Amos. And once again, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, if you deduct the Makam of the Kronos and the Makam Hilich Ragle HaKoinim, then you still have to take off 2 Amos from each side, and therefore we're left with an area for the Maracha of 6 Amos by 6 Amos or 36 square Amos, as we previously explained. Gemara now continues, V'hasu Minoan, and how do we know that the Mizbeach of Yecheskel was measured from the center of the Mizbeach? And the Gemara explained, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk stated, V'ariel Shteim Esrei, that the place where the fire was on the Mizbeach of Yecheskel was 12 Amos, and the Brisa teaches us, L'chol Ruach, that this actually refers to every direction, and the area of the fire was actually 24 by 24 Amos, and the Brisa is, Ayeno, El Yud Beis, El Yud Beis, and how do you know it was 24 by 24? It may be Dvarim Kechsavam, and really the Mizbeach was 12 by 12 Amos. However, Kshu Oimeh Al Abbas Revoev, that since the Pasuk stays towards its four corners, Melamed Shema Emtsu HaMoideid, therefore we see that we measured this Mizbeach from the center, and really the Mizbeach of Yecheskel was 24 by 24. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda learns that since B'negei the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe, the Pasuk and Pashas Truma states Revua, so it's also measured from the center of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu built was 10 Amos by 10 Amos. And the Maaseh of the Gemara just brought a Gzeir Shava, and the Gemara is bothered that L'chayr, what would Rabbi Yasi do with this Gzeir Shava? And Zok Rabbi Yasi, Ki Gam Gzeir Shava B'Goyva Hu D'Gomer, Inach Nami, we use a Gzeir Shava, but the Gzeir Shava is actually from the Mizbeach HaZav of Moshe. However, the Din that we learn out is not for the top of the Mizbeach, and instead it's regarding the height of the Mizbeach. And as the Gemara continues, the Tanya, and as we learn to the Braisa, that there's another Machlekes between Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yehuda regarding the height of the Mizbeach and the Choshes of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Braisa begins that the Pasuk at the end of Pashas Truma that we previously mentioned that states Basisus Mizbeach Atze Shitim Chomish Amis Oirech V'Chomish Amis Reicher V'Vu Yiyah Mizbeach V'Sholish Amis Kaimosai. The Brisa brings a sheet to Rabbi Yehuda the Dvarim Kechsovim Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Mizbeach Achitzayin that Moshe Rabbeinu built was 3 amis high, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Mizbeach Achitzayin was 3 amis high, while the top of the Mizbeach was 10 amis by 10 amis square. However, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda states that we actually learned the din of the Mizbeach and the Cheshes of Moshe from the Mizbeach Hazov that Moshe Rabbeinu built as well, as Nemet Kan Revua, V'Nemel Alon Revua, as at the end of Pashas Truma, B'Negeid Mizbeach and the Cheshes, the Pasuk uses the term Revua, and at the end of Pashas Tetzava, B'Negeid Mizbeach Hazov, the Pasuk uses the Lashon Revua, and Mal Alon Goyve Pishnaim Ka'okoi, and just like the height of the Mizbeach and the Cheshes, or the Mizbeach Hazov, was 2 times the size of its length, and as the Pasuk states, Ama Orkoi V'Ama Rochboi Revua Yia, V'Ama Sayim Kremosa Rimenu Kanoisov, so Afkan Pishnaim Ka'okoi, and therefore the height of the Mizbeach and the Cheshes was also double the amount of its length. And since Rabbi Yisi already taught us that he held that the top of the Mizbeach and the Cheshes was 5 amis by 5 amis square, therefore the height of the Mizbeach and the Cheshes was 10 amis high and not 3 amis as Rabbi Yehuda stated. And as Rashi points out, it was Sefer Mefarash Rabbi Yisi Mai V'Gimel Kaimasai, that later on in the Brisa, Rabbi Yisi himself will explain what the pasuk means when it states V'Gimel Amis Kaimasai. And the Gemara will continue with a lengthy shakl of the taya between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda, but we will stop over here.